Now, how well do you know Sydney? And would you still know it from 1,000 feet in the air? Ranked number one as things to do in Rose Bay in TripAdvisor, Sydney Seaplanes are taking things to new heights by providing tourists and Sydneysiders with a new perspective on this great city. This morning, we are joined by Sydney Seaplanes owner Aaron Shaw to find out more. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Good to be here.
Now, how did Sydney Seaplanes come about? How long have you guys been in operation?
Well, our business has been in operation for about 10 years or so, maybe a bit more now, actually, time flies. But Seaplanes have been operating in Rose Bay since the late 1930s, when
wow.
The original flying boats commenced services with Qantas, actually, from Rose Bay. They went all the way through to the UK.
Wow.
So it was dating back about 80 years now.
That's incredible. And so that was essentially the first international airport in Sydney, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. In Australia, I think, actually. It was... in those days, they didn't have a lot of airport infrastructure built around Australia or the world. So seaplanes were... Or aeroplanes that landed on water were sort of a great way of being able to go to a whole variety of destinations without all that infrastructure needing to be in place.
We might not have a lot of runways built, but we are girt by sea. We do have a lot of water around us, so it seems like a great solution. How did the closing of the Rose Bay Seaplane Airport affect tourism here in Sydney then?
You mean when it closed from the flying boats?
Yeah.
Point of view?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it lasted all the way up until the early 70s. The last of the major flying boat services operated to Lord Howe Island. Like you were talking about runways before, the Lord Howe Island had eventually had a runway built on it, and I think it was about 1974. And so that was the last time that ANSET were operating the service in those days, operated the large Sunderland flying boats from Rose Bay. It was in existence for about 40 years as a major flying boat base. In terms of affecting tourism, I mean, it was a transport service in those days. You know, people used those flying boats to get places rather than as we use it today, which is for tourism services, you know, scenic flights and tourism and leisure services. In those days, it was a significant transport service.
It would have been a huge impact on the way that people move around, on the way that people kind of were able to move between places as well. You mentioned there that nowadays seaplanes are used more as a scenic service for tourists who want to kind of see the city, see the coastline. What's your most common route that you fly?
Well, our most common route or product that we offer are the flights we offer to destinations north of Sydney, like Palm Beach, the Kurungai Chase National Park, the Hawkesbury River. There's a few restaurants and accommodation venues that we service from Sydney Harbour in those locations. Places like the Cottage Point Inn, Barara Waters Inn, Jonah's at Whale Beach, Bell's at Kilcare, Pete's Bite. These are all places that are kind of difficult to get to or quite hard to, or long to get to. You know, it's a long drive to get there, especially in Sydney traffic. We can get people there from Rose Bay in about 15 or 20 minutes normally.
That's fantastic. My aunts live up in Kilcare, and one of my favourite things to do as a kid was to sit in the bay and watch the seaplanes come in to take people out to Bell's. So it's the most fantastic thing.
That was probably enough.
Oh, well, I definitely waved to you from the shore once or twice.
Oh, was it? Okay.
it's incredible that you can take people to so many different places and that it has become such a fantastic kind of special luxury thing to do. Do you see more Sydneysiders taking advantage or tourists?
Well, at the moment, it's mostly Sydneysiders, actually. We're about 70% of our business or customers come from Sydney.
Wow.
So that's people who are quite often they're celebrating a special occasion. It might be an anniversary or a birthday or a big family occasion to celebrate. A lot of people get propose on one of our more romantic sort of packages,
be
an overnight at Jonah's or... We take people to a beach up in the Kurungai Chase National Park and leave them there for 3 hours, and that's quite a popular. We call that the romantic picnic, actually. So that's quite
a
popular thing for people to propose on. So currently it's quite we're quite heavily Sydney focused. I mean, we do see that as an opportunity to get more business from the tourism market, and we've been focusing a bit more on that lately, trying to get into some of those emerging markets like China and India.
Now, this has been a debate here in the studio this morning. What time of year do you think is the best time to take a seaplane? Because I can imagine summer would be beautiful with the warm sun and the beautiful weather, but in winter you're going to see things like whales and dolphins migrating.
Yep. The last time I went on a plane was, which I do from time to time, obviously, was about 6 weeks ago, and the number of whales off the coast was absolutely incredible. I haven't seen anything like it. It was everywhere you turn, there were whales breaching and surfacing. It was just amazing. So what would that be? That would have been in September or so, something like that, late September. I mean, each season has its own thing. I mean, I quite like winter too, because you get a lot of beautiful, calm, crisp days and in winter.
Absolutely.
Where it's absolutely beautiful for flying because it's so still and not so busy. You know, it's quite, the harbour's a lot less busy and it's really beautiful. This time of year is our peak season. So, you get beautiful mornings like we've got today. We're really busy this morning on a Saturday.
I can imagine.
A beautiful, fine Saturday like this. We're just going flat out. They're all good. In terms of the best one, I mean, if you want to do one of those picnic packages, yeah, go for summer, because then you're going to have a nice warm day and
absolutely
sit on the beach.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us an insight into this really, really fantastic business you've got going.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
That was Aaron Shaw there, the owner of Sydney Seaplanes. If you're looking to change your perspective this summer, then head to Sydney Seaplanes to kind of look at the list of things they have to do. We'll put a link to their website on the podcast at the end of the show, 2SER.com/weekendbreakfast.